You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest with me, joining me via teleconference, is Linda Leon, and her website, bookmarketingprofessionals.com. You'll find all kinds of great information there for authors, and you can also contact her at 605-475-4800. Again, the number 605-475-4800. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, and we're going to talk about publishing books, and we'll get into also some business stuff because you have a great business story to add to this as well. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But first of all, visit a little bit about your organization, Book Marketing Professionals, and what do you do for people who are trying to get something published that they feel passionate about writing?
Well, Book Marketing Professionals started out as I'll call it a non-business. I was hired out by a ghostwriting company to help their authors to write books several years back. And they found me on a blog, and they followed my writing for about a year, and then they asked me to come and work for them. So once I did that, after I finished helping those authors, they would say, well, what do I do next? And I happen to have some of that knowledge, because I was in broadcast for 12 and a half years and had worked with authors who came on our station, and I also had done some of my own personal self-publishing work, so I knew what to do, and I started giving away information for free, and I did this for a number of years, and then my husband said, why don't you start a business with that? And he was my catalyst to start Book Marketing Professionals, and so I did that, and it's been a tremendous experience. I've met people from all walks of life that have some extremely interesting stories. And our tagline is that we will help you from the manuscript through your marketing. So we are a one-stop shop, and you can come in one door with an idea and go out the other door with a book that is set up for distribution, global distribution, and any marketing that you need with that.
So how does somebody make a determination as to whether an idea or a story they have that it is something that's right for a book? How do they know if it's something that's marketable?
Well, we always like to start with research first, you know, and then we also like to start with passion. The two, to me, go together. What is it that you really, really feel like you need to get into the world? What's your message? And then when you find what your message is, then you see if there's any marketplace out there for that particular message. Sometimes you might look and see that there's not one. And if you do find that, then you go back and you adjust it. You say, well, how can I tweak my desire to fit something else that might be similar? And I have seen when authors take that approach, they can normally always find a target. And once you find your target audience, you can sell your book, but it takes time to find that target audience, and sometimes you have to just test things out to see if it'll work. But eventually, if you stick with it, you'll get there. And my biggest word of encouragement for authors is not to quit, because sometimes they have the tendency to do that. If it doesn't work the first time, they're ready to say, oh, well, I can't do this any longer. But our thing is, go with it until you get what you want.
Some of the best stories in business are from people that have been absolutely tenacious about going after what they wanted to do in spite of all odds. And you've probably heard of the story of Colonel Sanders and him going out and marketing his chicken, but did you know that he visited almost 900 some restaurants before he got somebody to try out his chicken recipe?
Wow. I didn't know it was 900, but I did know that he did a lot of work to get it out there when he was older in his age. But that's incredible.
Yes. Yeah, 900. The number is somewhere in there. It might be in the high 800s or low 900s, but it's there. And that just shows you what can happen when somebody believes strong enough in what their goal. So not quitting is a very smart thing to do. So let's talk about some of the different things that you do with helping somebody market their book, because you have ideas on networking, how to use television, podcasting and radio, infomercials. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we take a different approach than most. We do not have a checklist. Most book marketing companies have a one-size-fits-all program, and we don't do that. We believe in working with the author based on their personality. So we sit down and we talk to them about the things they'd like to do, the things they enjoyed doing in the past, and we come up with this great profile and then use that to determine which path would be best for them. Some of them love public speaking, so they would be great for podcasting. Other people are not so great with public speaking, but they're wonderful with social media. So we try to develop a pathway for them in that area. And we find that when we match the skills that they have with the things that they love to do, it helps them to market the project for the long term, and that's really critical, because most authors don't realize this is a long-term process. It's not something that's going to be done in a few months, but you have to make an investment in yourself that you're going to invest the time to do what needs to be done. So we've done infomercials for clients that have that capacity to sit down and do a really good quality interview. We've done book trailers for people that we've aired online, and we've bought airtime across the country and put them into different niche markets that fit their book. We've had authors that have become excellent with public speaking, and we get public speaking events for them. So it just depends on what they love doing. And the more you love to do it, the more you're going to work in terms of marketing that product, and then it's going to make it easier for you to sell the book.
Can you talk just briefly about how important video could be in that overall strategy?
Video is extremely important because it's easy to monitor your results. And when you can put a video together that has all of the elements in it, like a voiceover, so to speak, or has something where they have to touch the screen to get involved with the video, something that's highly interactive, or whether you're putting together something in a very short burst, but it's got a lot of good detail in it. These are the type of things that help get people engaged with the process. And we're about at 39 seconds left on our show time today, and I wish I could tell you more, but I want to make sure you have time to close out the program properly.
All right, Kevin Hunter here with Linda Leon. We'll be back actually in just a moment to talk about some business stuff with Linda as well. You can find her on the web at bookmarketingprofessionals.com, and also you can reach her at 605-475-4800. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Linda Leon.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Kevin Hunter back here on the Business Forum Show with my special guest, Linda Leon. And we were talking about video and how important that is as a marketing tool. This is something that you've actually been doing for a little while, Linda. And in fact, it's one of the things that helped you get started in the business that you're doing. So what was the thing that helped you stumble into recognizing that video was such a valuable marketing tool?
The statistics, you know, we really get into the statistics on the video. So we're looking at, you know, how are people engaging with the product that we create. You can learn a lot about people's personalities. You can look at your click-through rates if you use these interactive buttons that you can now put on videos. You can see how long a person watched a video. What point did they drop the video off, you know, in terms of not watching it anymore? You can see if they stayed with the thing to the very end. And all these types of things tell you about the people's behavior that are actually watching those videos, and you can use the data that comes back to tweak your video to make it more effective. And the thing about videos is that it's easier to rank them than keywords. You know, many people got off into the keyword world, and then Google had their different things where they changed structures, and keywords were not as effective as they used to be in terms of that. But it didn't impact the video side. So you can still do a lot of things with video that you can't do with words that will bring you good organic results from the videos that you display.
That's interesting that you talk about how important they are, because it's a part of marketing that many organizations and many individuals neglect. So glad to hear that you recognize that and you're doing this for your clients. Let's move on to talk a little bit about small business or even micro business, because one of the topics that you have visited about in the past is how to start a business for under $1,000. This actually touches you personally. Share that story with our listening audience.
Well, that is a story that's really, really dear to my heart. And since we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to try to condense it. And the bottom line was, my husband and I, several years ago, faced a crisis where we were both out of work at the same time. Now, if you realize if you've got two people unemployed, it's only so far that your finances are going to stretch. Even if you've got the best savings account in the world, you go through almost a year of being unemployed, you're going to run into some financial issues. And that's what happened to us. And we had to figure out a way to get through this without getting bitter, because bitterness will shut you down and you can't move forward. So we decided that we were not going to let this get the best of us. We had obligations to take care of, our mortgage, our car notes, our two children that we had that were very young at the time. And we said, we're going to make the best of this. So we had nothing, and we started a business. And when we started that business, we were so stuck on the mindset of having a wage that we didn't even know how to set the rates to our business when we first got started. And we finally landed our first business account, and the person asked us, they said, well, how much do you charge? And we had no idea what to charge the person, because we didn't know what we were worth. And
sure,
that's what working will do for you. It will put you in a position where you don't really understand how much you're worth. And we told them, we'll get back with you. Well, when we did, we came up with this quote that was just out of this world. We never had charged anybody anything like this in our entire lives. And they took the quote. And from that moment on, yeah, we knew. We understood at that point that we could charge whatever we wanted, make as much money as we wanted, because now we have flipped the switch from being salary-oriented to setting our own rate-oriented. And that's a big, big eye-opener for anybody that wants to go into business.
Oh, getting past that wage mindset and thinking of yourself as getting paid by the hour doing anything, that is a huge crutch for a lot of business people.
It really is. It really is. And to be liberated from that, where you basically name your price, and it's basically you're setting yourself up to say, this is what I'm worth, and if you want to do business with me, this is what you have to pay. And if you can hold on to that through the ups and the downs of the business cycle that you will experience, your business will grow, and you will get better and better every year.
Outstanding. Outstanding stuff. Let's visit a bit about fears, because fears are such a big deal. It whether we're in business as a professional or whether we just decide to stay home, you know, retired individual, whatever, I see how fears and even, you know, people even use this buzzword comfort zone, but comfort zone has a lot to do with fears as well. We choose to do things that are comfortable to us, familiar with to us and whatnot. And as we get older, if you would think that our education and our wisdom and our experience would make us more open-minded, but it seems to be the opposite. And so how do you help somebody, you know, who might be thinking either publishing a book or going into business? How do you help them deal with all these fears, most of which are likely to be irrational?
And that is true. Most of the fears that we do experience in life are irrational. It's like the worst thoughts that you think rarely come to pass. That's what life is about. It's more about the good times than the bad times. It's more about the sunny days than the rainy days. So you have to face your fear if you're going to be able to survive, especially in business, because people have a fear of leaving the job because they say, well, I'm not going to make enough income. But when you do that, you're creating almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if you step out and you say, I'm going to face this, I'm going to succeed, and you replace that with your mindset, then you will become successful. And my thing is, we had fear, but we also had God. And I believe if you have fear and God, you can get past your fear. That's my personal perspective. I don't think you can get past your fear without God. That's that, because it's when you run into a situation where we were, where you have nothing, your income is depleting, you have no prospects of a job, you're facing survival issues, you know, you'll go into depression if you don't have something there to hold you up. But God kept us up. And so face fear with God and you'll succeed. That's the best advice I can give anybody. But don't let that fear overtake you, because if you do, you will never, ever get beyond where you are right now.
I couldn't agree with you more on that, Linda. And I've seen so many cases where irrational fears have controlled people and they've allowed them to defeat them. But there's something that my dad said years ago. He says, when you face fear, there's no time like the present to crash through it, and don't legitimize it any more than it already is in your mind. So wonderful visiting with you here on the show here today. My special guest has been Linda Leon. You can find her online at bookmarketingprofessionals.com. Again, bookmarketingprofessionals.com, and the contact number 605-475-4800. Appreciate you joining us here, Linda, and we'll have to have you back sometime on the broadcast.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Have a fabulous day.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.